All right. Do any of you guys have any backstory to add?
How much do you want?
You know, I'll take what you got.
I put took it on a few lashings to my back from my parents.
Backstory, I get it. All right. Did you have anything else you wanted to add in addition to the lashes you were given as a child? Was it for stealing things? Were you?
That's a typical child.
Can my backstory be I just woke up in a ditch yesterday?
Then you don't remember any magic.
It could be like she's that. Could be she's things.
The born identity. Yeah. He's the born identity
born
sorceress.
Identity sorceress. Yeah.
Sure.
Ronwin was raised by her family. Didn't fully buy into the ranger life, but knows all the skills. Happy to leave. That's the quick down and dirty of her backstory. Kind of rebelled against it, but knows the...
I was part of some king's military, wow. And I was let go because I, you know, had filled my time, and they asked me to stay, but I said, no, I'm going off.
Honorably discharged.
I was trained by Jackal. As a matter of fact, he was so pleased with me that he gave me the thing that he used to wear around his neck.
Jackal. What did he used to wear around his neck?
What was the beast that
the horned demon or whatever?
I can't remember if it was that, but I cut off one of its spines or its finger or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. I
wear it around my neck. I think it was probably a finger. I mean, I had something else, but I can't remember what it is.
Master Whisper.
He's an illegitimate child. His mother told him that his father was royalty, but he doesn't actually know specifically who it is. When he was 9 years old, he came home from playing one day, found his mother dead, a sword pinning her through the chest to her chair. He took that sword and he carries it, and that's the sword he uses actively every day. He's looking for the owner of it to return it to them. And he has a book of sketches that his mother used to draw, sketches of what his father looked like. And so he's looking for who his father is.
When he finds the killer, he's going to say, my name is Enigo Montoya. You killed my father.
I was going to say that.
That was a trope long before The Princess Bride ever existed.
Oh, I realized that.
That's why it's in there.
A perfectly good sword just lying around. After you kill someone, you take your sword back with you.
Those things are expensive.
Yeah.
He wanted to leave a message.
Write it on paper. Maybe he was illiterate.
A lot of people were in those days.
I really should learn to read. All the giving away of swords is really getting pricey. Tell me this when
he
I dropped
was a
out.
Rich enough assassin that he could afford to move a sword every time he killed someone.
Sounds good to me.
So I don't have any concept yet of who actually the father is or who left the sword.
We can write that
up for you.
It's interesting because the person who trained me didn't have a sword.
He kept talking about how he left his somewhere.
Yeah.
He just couldn't remember where.
Yeah. He did claim to be royalty.
So when he was trained by Jackal, is Jackal still in his pajamas?
I don't remember pajamas.
Yeah, we were in the town. And the alarm sounded, and Jackal was in such a hurry to go kill somebody that he didn't get dressed, so he was still in his pajamas.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Do they not have the short sword anymore? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay.
If you want the information, I can give it to you.
Shouldn't you be using a bastard sword, though, Joey?
Yeah, but I'm a rogue. So I'm gonna pass on the joke and go with the more practical weapon.
All right. Join us, Curtis. Join the dark side.
All right. There is an archery tournament in the town of Ambermead.
Sweet.
I
wonder what they're known for.
You're a ranger, right? So that would be something that you'd be interested in. Is undetermined an archer? Is an archery tournament something he might be interested in trying out? Or
if I was passing them along and I heard about it, yeah, absolutely.
Going along to see if maybe work can
be
found
okay
with the groups that are there. Okay. We're going to get to silver a little bit later in the story.
Okay. Nice.
Because you are our born identity.
Yeah.
Can we find
we're
him in the ditch?
We're all walking down the street. We all pass this woman laying in the ditch. Just keep going.
Okay, and Master Whisper, I'm going to lend you this motivation. You can take it or leave it. You have a tendency to seek out any kind of gathering like this where there will be lots of royalty to see if you notice anyone that looks like the sketches in your book.
Okay. You can find your paw.
You, if you're interested, you could try joining the archery tournament to earn some money as you continue your searches.
Sure.
That's up to you. I don't know how you want to take that.
You're a ranger, Joe?
No, I am.
Rogue.
Ranger, rogue, fighter, sorcerer.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Are we recording, right?
Yeah,
you,
we have
you can edit out a lot of the
chat
at the beginning.
It's all good stuff.
Okay.
Wake
hopefully
up.
I'm projecting loud enough that I can be heard.
What?
Otherwise I might need a separate
Are you in character sleeping in the ditch?
I kind of...
John's in character sleeping in the ditch over there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he just fits in too well with the story I have going. So,
actually, we won't need you till next week. So, you go wait outside.
Okay, so the day of the archery tournament, the first day of the archery tournament has dawned. Unless you guys want to wander around to any shops, we'll say that you find yourselves milling about with the other contestants or keeping an eye on the nobles there. not minstrel, what is the word I'm looking for?
Bard?
Like a
jester?
Somebody who sends out a proclamation in the city. What is the word?
Herald?
Ranger.
Town crier?
Herald.
The crier, the town crier, or herald, yes, thank you. The local lord's herald announces that the caravan bearing the prize for the archery tournament has been attacked. And anyone wishing to earn favor with the Lord might go to its aid. There was just a lone runner that made it back, and they're not sure what state the caravan is in. He was also carrying potions for the local temple, which is combating a small plague that had started among the common people in the city. So the Lord is very anxious to make sure that the supplies and whatnot from this caravan make it back to the city.
Do we know what the prize was?
It has not been revealed yet this time.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'll tag along.
All right.
I have nothing better to do.
Okay. Well, the archery tournament will not continue until the...
Then I really have nothing better to do.
Alright. So let's, a few of your guys here.
I attack the one right here.
You stab the other in the back.
Yes, I stab the herald. I don't want anybody else going out looking for him. I
want
to have the information.
He knows too much.
Okay, so...
You look guilty to me.
Oh, if only it were that easy.
Good decision.
Wait, what?
I'm just agreeing with your decision to kill that guy.
No. Oh. Crap, I'm going to have to change my alignment again, aren't I?
I'm sure you will before
Let's
it's over.
Let's not start that conversation. At least until next week.
It's a very tricky conversation.
Because then we get into the Holocaust.
Wait, what?
All
right. I do not doubt that.
You don't remember that?
I don't.
He blocked it from his mind, probably.
Do we need to roll initiative?
Not yet.
No. How about now?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
I want to roll initiative first.
Wait, I want to roll initiative first. Let's roll initiative to see who rolls. Well, this group lasts a no one is going to want to listen to this.
Do not wake me from the ditch.
Oh, so funny, John.
Okay. So you have four other contestants that have gone out with you to search for this caravan. Hmm. Lloyd, Harris, Mylor, and Lyra. If you're interested in their names, those are, that would be there.
Lloyd and Lyra.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of Mylor in there.
Mylor, yeah.
Oh, Mylor.
Yep.
I shouldn't be listening, huh?
You okay. Can take notes.
As you journey a couple hours and along the way, you see some wagons burning, and a half-elf is tipped out on the ground near one of the wagons.
I'll check and see if the half-elf is still alive.
Okay. That would be our friend Silverd.
Should we get a spot or what?
To check and see if she's still alive? I'm not a trained physician.
I'll go over and check.
Spot,
poke
though.
It with my dagger.
It moves, it's alive.
Roll strength on that one.
Okay, so you determined that Silver is alive, is that? Okay.
Do I need to take a 20?
Alright, if you're done,
you offended me greatly.
Yeah. I don't think your heartbeat is located there. Yeah.
Isn't that where the heart is? Somewhere?
Oh, goodness, man, stop groping her.
Alright.
Show some decency.
Mylor, Lloyd, and Harris begin searching through the caravan, the wagons, to see if they can find anything of use. And Lyra comes over to make sure that the other woman in the group here is treated with a little more respect.
Huh. Wait, she wants to be groped too? Woman too?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I didn't think of what PC is.
Not good. I don't care.
It's because
enough.
I look
I don't
around,
care enough
I look
to go
around
over
the
there
table
anyways.
And I see a bunch of men.
At this point, I don't care enough about her to go over and check. Okay. Anyways. Right. I watch these guys to make sure they don't steal anything. That could be mine.
I'm going to call out. Does anybody have the ability to maybe track and we can look for some tracks to see who attacked?
I'll take a look.
Okay.
I'll stand guard and look around.
There's a good survival.
I make a spot check. Do I see anything?
It would be an 18.
Okay.
You can. So, is Silver conscious or not? What's the state of status, sir?
Yes, she's conscious.
Okay.
Conscious right. Or
but
conscientious?
She doesn't remember anything about her past.
Yeah. Who are you guys? And girl, I guess.
Is she good looking?
I
got 17 charisma, so.
Yeah.
Could just be a silver-tongued devil.
5'2", 85 pounds, green eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's
black,
rib-glowing
hair. 25 years old?
What's the stat
to
what good comeliness?
Okay. With an 18.
That's what it is. They just lump it into charisma now, don't they?
You find a trail tradition. Leading off into the mountains,
old
and
school.
As you're searching, these guys come back, and Mylor says... looks like they've made off with anything valuable, including the medicine. If any of you are willing, I'd like to lead a group after after these bandits to see if we can recover the prize and the medicine at the very least.
You can lead if you want, but you'll have to follow me because we're going that way.
He says, are you skilled in tracking?
Yes.
Well, he found the tracks.
Don't know. I've been searching the caravan. I don't know what you guys have been up to.
What, you're our leader? Shouldn't you know what everybody's doing?
You know, I'd like to lead a group to go rescue the group that he's leading. It's a good clock.
Wait.
Are we done with that?
I see we have a fine bunch of comedians here. I merely meant that if anyone was willing, I would lead. I didn't mean to say that I necessarily had to take the lead. If you guys have a leader that you'd like to...
Now he's indecisive.
I'm going that way.
What, you know what?
Let's go.
I'll bring my sword, and if you guys want me to kill something, I'll kill it.
Good now man. That's something I can get behind.
But yes, I can track, and I notice that there are some footprints.
Sure, yeah.
Footprints leading off this way up into the mountains.
Paw prints.
You'd say the boots the size of that would fit human feet, they lead off into the wilderness.
Oh, they look like human boots to wear.
Judging by the prints, it looks to be humans. In case you were wondering.
All right, well, I haven't killed a human for a while, so let's go track them down.
All right. Okay, Harris, Mylor, and Lyra say that they're going to return back to the city to tell the Lord what's going on and see if they can bring any help to track down the bandits in case more is needed. More people are needed to...
I was just thinking back to the movie Mulan. How many people does it take to deliver a message? Just one. Don't worry, I didn't kill them.
Well, these are dangerous times, and we can't trust the...
we just can't one trust person the town little, guard.
We'll be able to make it back. They offer to escort Silver back to the city if she wants...
I don't know who I am, except that my name is Silver, I guess.
We didn't really Silver, know. You should come with us.
You should probably stay with us.
Yeah. Somehow, I get the feeling that...
Look how big my tower shield is. You can easily crawl behind that.
Hey, I know I'm a woman and everything, but I don't need to hide behind anything.
Well, just until you figure out who you are.
Right.
Yeah, or what you can do.
I have a feeling I'm pretty adventurous, so I think, whatever.
Mylor gallantly offers to help you recover your identity after the Lord's prizes.
Ooh.
I'll bet you do.
All right, yeah.
Pervert.
Steal it.
I tell him to go look for my identity.
He says, I will get on that right after I get the Lord's prize back to the city of Ambermead.
Mm. All right, cool. Let's go.
Okay. What's your marching order here?
I'll be in front since I'm tracking.
Okay.
That looks good.
That looks better. Doesn't that have to be?
I'm just comfortable with
the meat shield should be closer to the front.
Oh, yeah, but shouldn't the rogue be at the back?
He can be at the back.
Really up to you guys.
Come on. T-shirt? Rogues do it from behind?
Yeah, but they have to be in back of their target. Not the back of the group, because that's just sticking wrong.
So wait,
so where's Silver?
Silver's in the back.
Curtis. Yeah, no, gross. So I still have all my weapons then? It seems kind of weird that I'd wake up in a ditch with all my weapons, right?
What weapons do you have in your...
They just didn't see you.
Crossbow and a sickle.
You fell into the ditch when they attacked, and they never did find you.
Okay. Let's say that there were dead bodies of other people that were at the caravan. You're the only survivor.
You crawled into some dead bodies. What's going on with you, Silver?
Unless you used one of them as a human shield.
Maybe.
If you want my personal touch, do you...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, do it.
You have like a card that says Silver the Enchantress on it in like the folds of your dress or I don't know, your belt pouch or something. And you were
a state issued.
You were kind of buried. You were kind of underneath one of the wagons and there were a couple of dead bodies nearby you, so it would be safe to assume that the bandits thought you were dead, left you there with your gear, which probably isn't worth a lot since...
How about I also have a tattoo?
You may also have a tattoo?
Informs me, like in memento or something. Your name is Silver.
Oh, do you have a big novel on your back tattooed there that tells you don't trust the skull? And...
but it's actually like on my left boob, written toward me, like so I can read it like this. So I know.
It says Silver the Enchantress.
Yeah. So do you have to do one of these?
just a little. I'm still like young and perky.
So. All right. Hey, all of our female listeners have just tuned out.
Really? Both of them? No way.
I'm willing to bet Maria would listen to this.
Oh, I don't think she'd last. I don't think she would have lasted this long.
Annie will only last this long because she'll be forced to.
I don't know about that.
So I'm tracking. Track.
You track your way to the mountains nearby. About 3 hours later, and you come to a cave entrance, and it looks like the tracks lead inside. But it'll be much harder to track them over the rock of the cave.
It looks like the tracks will take us into this cave. It will be harder for me to track, but we can continue on.
It's nighttime?
What time? What is the day?
It's been about 6 hours since the tournament was going to start, so probably mid-afternoon.
Oh.
4 or 5.
Well, yeah. Onward. Pretty cool. Yeah.
What's the light within the cave? Is it dark?
Well, once you go far enough in, that you're going to need a torch of some kind. All
right, well, so that's cool. I pull out my torch and get it ready.
I'll light my torch off yours because I don't have the ability to start a fire because I couldn't find a fire starting skill.
Oh, man.
And then I'll take the back so that we have a torch in the front and a torch in the back.
Okay. So the rogue is behind now. What's the width of the cave?
Okay. As you enter the cave, it's about... You're in a little cavern. It's about 15 feet wide and deep about 20 feet. And there are kind of branches leading off in 3 different directions.
I'll take a track to see which way we go.
Okay.
19.
Not good enough. Wait, no, that's critical. That's critical track right there.
Your best guess would be that it could have gone any of the 3 directions.
It looks like they went either that way, or straight ahead.
Oh, good. Thanks for narrowing it down for us.
Well, since that's all we got, I say go left.
Played too much Zelda. I go left, too.
I go right.
Okay. You split the party up?
Worked for Lord of the Rings.
Did it? Really?
They killed Sauron. Wait, I didn't actually finish the books. So they did kill him, right? Like Aragorn,
the
like, went out and fought him.
They destroyed him. He was already dead.
Oh. So they just turned him then.
Pretty much, yeah.
They destroyed all of his Horcruxes.
Oh, jeez.
yay, Curtis. I'll stay with
you. There sometime.
I go ahead.
At least we got it out of the way.
Yeah, because we want to bring that up again.
For all we know, Silver has several Horcruxes still around.
Maybe I do. Just saying that. Just kidding.
Just
guys.
Throwing it out there.
I'm using humor as a defense mechanism because this is all very psychologically disturbing for me right now. Let's just go in the cave.
All right, do you all stick together and journey off to the left?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You travel about 100 feet and come to a large door made out of rock.
I knock.
There's no answer.
Check this for traps.
I can do that.
While he's doing that, I'm going to step to the back.
Okay.
And get my bow out.
Choice.
and get my bow out and load it with it, or get an arrow ready too.
Oh wait, crap, I took the wrong feet.
So you have two left, two right.
Finding a non-magical trap has a DC of 20. What do I use? I'll search.
Combat reflexes. No, I'm not taking that one yet.
Okay, so I need a 17 or better. And I rolled a natural one.
Seems fine.
Go on through, guys.
Doesn't that mean the door falls on you or something?
Yeah, go ahead and roll the reflex.
You should have got your good your bad rolls out of that dice to begin with.
10. How much damage? He breaks out the D12.
All right.
I don't know. Give me a second. I'm going to take a few rolls.
A portcullis comes slamming down and hits you as you're searching for 1 point of damage.
Okay.
A portcullis?
Yeah.
So it's just three of us now.
What?
I mean, a portcullis, it's like this big metal...
Yeah, you can make them in miniaturized versions.
I guess.
It's just like a gate that comes down, right?
Yeah. I
mean, but these, the tips were like really blunt. So it didn't hurt anything.
He didn't roll
too
a one on his reflex save.
He got out of the way before he got out of the way to minimize some damage.
Scraped along the back of my arm as I was stepping back.
Oh, good. So there's no traps there.
Nope. Everything's clean.
I walk up to the portcullis and see if I can lift it. Up.
Okay,
I'll try to help him provide it.
I'll check, yeah.
Help. Get a plus two from me.
What do I roll?
Strength check.
Just a strength check?
13.
8 plus 4 is 12, plus 2 is...
Well, that's if I made it. Did I make it? So I, I rolled a 13. If I make my strength check, I give a plus 2 bonus to his.
Isn't it just a base 15 for that?
For?
Just for rolling an assist.
I thought we both had to make the same check.
I'm so confused.
I thought you just had to roll a 15.
I think yours is the base to see if he can get over the DC.
Yeah.
So I didn't make it. Sorry.
You don't have yours was not a modified?
It was a modified 13.
Okay. Right.
I rolled 12 then.
So you tug and you...
I take 20 on it then.
Okay.
Come on, everybody. Let's see if we can... boost this up. Maybe with all of us combined. By our powers combined.
Okay, you can tug at it and you can shift it up enough that you might be able to try the door handle. But somebody has to keep it. It doesn't like
Can't we reach through it to try the door handle?
Well, how are you going to get through if you open the door?
Well, let's try the door handle.
Let's reach through and try the door handle before we all worry about lifting it.
All right.
Are we able to open the
door?
It's
locked.
All right.
Can I pick it through the portcullis?
You can try. You can take a circumstance modifier of minus two.
Okay. Pick open lock.
That's circumstantial, though, Curtis.
It is.
Ooh, wait. I can try this. Let me try.
Got
is this
going
to be fireball? 19. No, 18. Well, minus two. 60. Sorry.
It keeps going down.
Yep, it does.
Let's see what this is. Let's see. Just want to make sure.
What are you going to try, Jeff? Open lock?
What's the skill for that?
Open lock.
Just open lock.
Mm-hmm. Open glock.
Alright, every simple lock is a DC of 20. So
I fail?
Yeah.
Guys, glad I came along.
Take 10. Take 20.
You can't take 20 on opening a lock, I don't think.
I think you can, actually.
Yeah, what's your modifier to open one?
Six.
We'll just leave it between us. So
how many skills do you have? Good lord.
I don't know. Don't you write the modifier for all yours?
Warriors don't get skills.
Ten.
But other classes
I have skills.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to argue with the man with the huge sword and that short temper.
Well, the universe isn't arguing with us, yeah.
Okay, well, if I can take, if you're saying I can take a 20 on it, I'll take a 20.
The universe is scared of it.
Okay, you take a 20, you find that
one fighter.
Okay.
Can we smash it open? I say let's try to smash it open.
If I take a 20, I can't get it open.
Okay. Well, looks like we try door number two. Or
tunnel number two?
Tunnel number two.
Okay, so you're going right or to the middle?
Maybe
middle.
You should come up front and check for traps along the way as well.
Okay, I can do that. So how deep is the tunnel?
Places?
Like how many times do I need to roll?
Okay, it's about another 200 feet before you get to the next like branching out.
So
you're going
to roll 130 feet,
right?
Yeah, middle one.
Yeah, well, go ahead and roll. Maybe.
When we get to the next branch, I'm going to try and track again.
Well, 30 divided by 3 is what? Just 6?
Yeah, search is
7.
So you
want to
just
seven.
Do one once every 30 feet? So
7.
Why don't we just roll one for the
okay.
Order?
I'm going to
solve some trouble.
I'm going to track again as well
okay.
Once we get into the other tunnel.
Okay. I fell.
And I got a 16.
So you two are leading the party, right?
Yeah.
And these folks are coming behind you.
I got a 16 on my track attempt again, but I know that fails.
We're just full of wind in this party.
All right. Roll a reflex, both of you.
Jeez. 12. 11.
10.
Okay,
no,
you both,
13.
You both fall into a pit that's about 10 feet deep.
Awesome.
Aren't you supposed to spot these?
And take 4 points of damage.
Aren't I close enough that I can roll a reflex to try and catch one of them?
No.
How much damage did we take?
4.
I've got 1 hit point left, guys.
I'm like right next to him.
I attempt to heal him, too, because at a certain point, you start bleeding or something?
0.
Oh, never mind.
Zero, you have to stabilize. You have to roll a heal to stabilize.
That's what I thought you were at. Okay.
So, need some help out of there, guys?
Yeah.
I lower my rope down there.
Oh, you do have a rope. I thought you'd have to lower me down.
I have a rope.
Rope is not a euphemism for anything here. It literally is rope.
My rope is silk.
Mine's hemp. I'm cheap.
I don't have a rope.
The silk was lighter.
Start pulling people out of the,
all right.
The hole.
It's only 10 feet deep, so yeah. I mean, you can...
Do we end up with it?
Go in there and then crawl out the other side, I think.
Oh.
Without too much trouble.
Do we all, do we end up with an extra person in our group? At the end of it?
What do you mean? At the end of the campaign?
No, like there was another person down in the hole.
No, there was not.
Like they found somebody else? No?
No.
Okay.
But I know the way out.
Up?
No, that's a reference.
Yeah, I'm not catching your... references.
Because you don't watch good television.
That's right.
Neither do I.
Alright.
Trek Quest 5 rocks!
Are you going to do a special sponsored by I4 for this D&D podcast?
We're using their stuff, so I think it's probably
appropriate.
A nice thing to do.
Alright.
How's our theme song coming?
That's what I was going to work on today as well. If I didn't lose an hour of my other podcast right before Pete said, hey, you should come over to this. So I'm working on that.
So are we in the hole still, or
so
are we getting out?
You crawled out of the hole on the other side.
Okay.
We still in the middle?
You see a branch leading off to the right, and then about 10 feet further on, a branch leading off to the left, and then it still goes straight ahead, too.
I tried to track for 19.
You find that this is a hallway that's been used fairly often.
The hallway that we're on?
Yeah.
Well, guys, I think we're on the right track because there seems to be a lot of traffic in this area. But I can't.
I say we go left again.
Yeah, me too.
It worked well last time. Let's do that.
You want to roll another search here?
Okay. So you go into the left, and you hear the distant cries of goblins. You are in a...
What are they saying?
A cavern about...
I speak goblins, so I can also understand them as well.
Okay. We're going to use these.
Okay, as soon as I start to hear the sounds of goblins, I douse my torch.
Okay. Just
wrap it in my cloak and stick it back in my pack. Put it out. It's a quick way to put a torch out.
Yeah. I'd like you to roll that. I believe there's some chance that you might light yourself on fire.
Joey rolled a 2.
It was a fake.
You're running into the goblin.
I attempt to listen to see if I can hear them.
You guys see that?
I mean that.
I'm gonna order the flambéed human.
Do you want me to roll a listen for that?
Do you need more paper?
Woo, I do not hear them.
Curtis,
you rolled a 1.
Unfortunately, I'm only listening.
Yeah, I was gonna write on this. That's fine. Is this scrap paper?
Yeah,
scrap
paper. I critically fail my attempt to listen.
All right. I
what?
Guess,
huh?
I can listen.
Your
huh?
Exploded.
What?
I'm gonna try to listen too.
The shouting of the rogue trying to put out his torch. You can't hear anything that they say.
I hate you for making me roll that.
Yeah, I want to listen too.
Okay, let's draw this kind of.
No, goblin was actually one of my languages, so...
You can erase the whole thing if you want.
I prepare my bow.
I don't have anything on... Oh, yes, I do.
See, that's why you need to take quick draw.
I rolled a 10 on this one.
So awesome.
That's, there's a reason I took the ones I have now.
Yeah.
What is that?
Sanford and Son.
Like, I suddenly felt like a teen, but I couldn't remember why.
So that's what you play when you want to feel young again? Sanford and Son.
Or Cheers.
Doom.
Is my favorite.
Making your way in the world today.
Alright.
Everything you got.
So I don't know how the Panera cabin is. How do they describe.
Sure would help a lot.
They help.
They don't describe that
well.
They just say you entered the room and it's. Away.
Oh, he draws them, but they don't describe them for the microphone.
Alright.
All right.
That's so sad.
And back to the D&D game.
Yep. You know, I think my... Right, my room is off. It needs to be bigger.
Do you want the eraser?
Yeah. The scale of my map that I generated is probably about half the size that it should be to make this work.
Wow, this is a big room.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys would have come in this door right down here. I don't know how you want to arrange yourselves. Something.
I'm actually going to stay out of the room initially.
Okay. And then there's
let
a...
everyone else file.
You can see there's a door leading off that way. And these goblins... More kind of down here. So you see 6 goblins kind of coming out of this other entrance into this same room that you guys have just walked into. Go ahead and roll initiative.
Roll in it.
19.
8.
4.
20.
I got a 4.
No, he didn't. He rolled a 2.
Plus my modifier.
But he didn't roll a 4.
I got a 4.
Okay. Wow. It's a good pepper. Starting to sweat a little bit.
John, will you mop his brow?
Just with your beard. It's fine.
It is a good looking beard.
It's Gellin in 5 days.
Where's it going?
And
on another trip?
In the sink for the most part.
Oh, that's a crappy vacation.
Yeah.
I'm just going to flush that all down the sink, huh?
Maybe I'll garbage this. Oh, this is a good click part right here.
Can we go around the table again with initiatives?
8.
4.
20.
19.
Okay. Why'd you get a high initiative? Since you're not going to do anything.
I'll hold my action.
Fear of dying.
Alright. Will you write on the board the initiative? Because then I won't get in trouble for not doing somebody as I...
In order or just...
Yeah, in order. I'll call out the names.
No, he asked you to write on the board the initiative.
The initiative.
Like, list the members of the initiative.
What about... For any of them,
okay.
Who's
in there? So, Whisper Luke is our first right? person, then Silver...
Whisper?
Master Whisper.
Whisper. Is it Whisper? Okay, then Silver?
Yes.
Then
Brian. Then the Dungeon Master will take a turn. And Myler will move after that.
Wait, how does it work? He was 19, I was 20.
Whisper was... Did I write those down wrong? Did you roll 20 and he rolled 19?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got those backwards.
We gotta start over.
It's horrible, I know.
It's like the worst. Alright. Silver. Whisper. Nothing? Nobody?
Yeah, that's...
Come on. Is it DM?
Whisper!
What?
Yes.
Then who?
My lord. Bronwyn and Undetermined.
Myler's still with us.
Underscore Undetermined. Wow, that's a new one.
You need like the double pipe and then maybe a cross.
I believe that's a plus sign. The cross symbol.
No.
Here comes Joey to make up a new character.
That thing?
It's not on a standard keyboard.
It's on the standard Windows character map.
Well, if that's the case, then I choose Infinity.
Oh, do it. I'll call you in.
Infinity undetermined.
Indeterminate. Not right. Able to be determined.
Okay. So, Silver and Whisper have the option to go.
Whisper.
I'm going to hold my turn.
Okay.
Come on.
Whisper. Whiskey. Silver, do you
why
choose to do anything?
No. Why the thing?
I kind of like to. Is there someone in front of me?
Whiskey. Can I? You can move and then attack. You can like move in over here.
I kind of want to move in toward the back wall. You can move right about there.
30 feet.
Yeah, like right there. Give everybody else a chance to come in, but maybe step forward one. Yeah. Can I go that far?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Are you gonna attack? Bring the pain. They're all lumped together right now. This is a perfect time to attack.
I don't really know how mean these so-called goblins are.
Yeah, but come on,
they're
all lumped together. Fire
they're
your
goblins.
Fireball.
I don't have a fireball.
Oh. Wait, you're first level and you didn't take fireball?
Fireball's like third level.
Which you don't get until you're like fifth level.
Yeah, try and figure that one out.
I don't know. Actually, I'm gonna hold just for a minute. I just want to see how they respond to us before I do anything.
Okay.
They're goblins.
What? Just on the off chance that they're pacifist goblins.
Hey, if I was a goblin,
they're actually my favorite enemy, yeah. So I can really say hey, it was such a test.
They're goblins.
Okay.
Woman.
Wait, did you go whisper? Whisper.
I'm holding my turn.
And no one got bugged at him for holding his turn. I just kind of moved.
No, it's because he's almost dead.
I have one hit point.
He's got healing.
He trips on the ground and he's dead.
Bump into the wall real hard.
A severe, a
scrape.
14.
I'm pretty sure the goblins could probably stare me to death.
Ah, they're going to make them stare at
me. 13?
Yeah.
Their force of will is strong.
Okay. I'm a 12. Did you get that?
You're
dangerous.
I'll ask for yours. What's your AC, Mr. Undetermined?
I wrote down 10, but suddenly I realized, that seems kind of weak. I am a 20.
You're AC 20?
AC 20.
Wow.
Those tower shields, man.
Yeah. Okay.
All everybody right. Behind me!
Okay. Our lead goblin throws a javelin. Hits you, kind of penetrates your massive armor for 3 hit points.
Wow.
And wow. Another goblin hits you for 3 hit points.
That's an incredibly well thrown.
And 3 other javelins go off of your tower shields. And the 6th goblin.
Number 2.
Hits himself in the foot.
Wow.
Okay. And Minor. Takes this opportunity to shout.
Let's get the
attack!
Attack!
Stop
for Elvermead! And then he just kind of looks at you guys expectantly, like maybe you guys are gonna do the work for him.
Come on, you're the leader. Get up there.
Bronwyn's turn.
I'm gonna fire at this guy. 19.
Okay, but
what is it? Which one is the magic user?
The magic
user? That's the goblins.
Do you know goblin society enough to determine that?
No.
Okay.
That's got to be the one doing this. That's what all magic users do.
Yeah, but you don't speak goblin, 9. So it sounds like they're all doing it.
Yes, but I know it's not going to be the guy holding the spear.
That one.
Okay. You've killed the leader.
Well, that's true. It's not going to be the guy holding the sword.
You the heart.
Nice one, Brandon.
And then I step out and over here. Okay. I'm down to 2 hit points.
A strategic withdrawal.
Undetermined.
Okay. I am... How far can I get to...
30 feet. So
diagonally, though? Like, how many squares?
5, 15, 20, 30.
And I fire my short bow at that guy.
Okay.
Oh, I have to roll that. I rolled an 8.
He has a leather buckler and he kind of swipes at your arrow as you fire at him. Okay, we're back at the top. Silver and Whisper. Silver and then Whisper.
I can split my move actions, can't I?
I want to move.
You can do your move at the end if you want.
I take a -2 when you split.
To even with Pete, just a little closer to Pete.
Sorry, what was that?
Like right here? No. Here? No. Here? Okay, left one. Left one more. Right there. Yeah. And I want to aim at. That guy just right in front of me, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I didn't write down my attack bonus. Dang it. Okay. I rolled a 17.
That probably didn't hit.
The 17 is a hit.
Oh, right.
These are guns.
High is the right.
Roll. What? What's the attack bonus on a crossbow? I didn't write it down. Do I have any bonus?
What's your dexterity?
16. The modifier is 3.
Yeah, that would be... Because you don't have a base attack bonus at this level.
So no attack
bonus. So you get a 3.
You get your dexterity.
Oh, it's just the dexterity bonus. Yeah. Okay.
So you get a 20.
So 20, okay.
Oh, I forgot to add my dexterity.
You got rolled an 8.
No, 9.
Okay.
Okay, so did I hit him then?
Yeah.
Yes. What's real damage?
What's damage? Is it an 8?
What are you using?
What is crossbow?
It's a light crossbow. I didn't. Sorry. This is something I didn't write down.
Equipment.
What size are you?
Medium.
Medium. 1d8. 2.
Add your dexterity.
5.
No. So 5 damage.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's the dexterity modifier on the damage?
No.
Not on damage.
You don't add that for damage.
Okay, I rolled a 2.
Okay, you get 2 damage. Alright, your crossbow bolt goes into his side and he starts bleeding. He's still in the fight.
I'm like, yeah, you bleed. You got him.
Alright. Whisper.
Okay. Who did he shoot?
Is it Shorty?
Okay. So I'm gonna step through to here. That's where the door is, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll aim at him with my sling.
Okay.
Sling. Who uses a sling?
17.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Is there a D4 over here I can borrow? 1 point of damage.
Okay. Ooh.
I gouged him in the eye pretty good.
He's bleeding from his temple, man. Yeah. Guy. He's looking a little damaged.
We're picking at him until he dies.
Okay.
We wanted to make it slow and painful.
Alright, this fellow takes a 5-foot step in.
Attack of opportunity!
Five foot step.
Dang! Forgot about that.
And... he... manages to get past your guard.
Good heavens.
These are really tough creatures at your level.
Level 1?
Yes. That's the only level at which they'll be tough.
You should have gone right.
He hits you with his Morningstar for 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And this guy... emboldened by the success of his compatriot, moves in.
Yes!
Taking a
5-foot
step.
I get one. Attacking with my long sword.
Your bow was ready.
16.
Wait, your bow is ready. Yeah, you can't make any bow.
Quick draw.
Yeah, it only works on your turn, not for attacks of opportunity.
That's true.
Sorry, man. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
you're right,
yeah.
John.
You need to learn proper etiquette.
Okay. You swipe away his little spear with your bow quite handily, though. He is unable to land a hit on you. And neither is this fellow with his javelin. These two decide to try their luck against someone else.
Oh, the universe dropped the ball.
It's a 13.
Okay. They're...
yeah, you don't need to help the DM.
I wonder if that's what keeps happening in my life. And then somebody keeps dropping the dice on the floor. Dang it. Well, Joey just got screwed again.
I wasn't trying to help the DM.
At some point, though,
like...
that becomes the natural order, doesn't it?
Okay. Silver, you get a javelin in your thigh for 2 points of damage.
I still have some points.
Okay.
I was just trying to figure out how you did that. Like, really, how does that work? I don't know.
Quick draw.
My lure shouts out, "Well done! One down! 5 to go! Keep going, guys! You're doing great!"
My lure, get in there and help!
Shut up, get in here, or I will shoot you next.
Bronwyn,
he says,
kill him!
I don't see you in there. You're in the hallway here with me. I have to watch for anyone coming up behind us.
Dead goblin, shut it.
or you will join him.
Nah.
How do you feel about killing NPCs, guys?
Well, the Bronwyn. The lord of the land will never know. He's all alone.
Bronwyn followed by undetermined.
Thus becomes the moral decision.
After glaring at Mylor for a minute, I step in over here.
The door is right here. So.
All right.
Weren't you just...
No, the door is right here. The
door is right there. Yeah,
and I was right. I moved over here, though, on my last turn.
Yeah, that was the door. That was the door we all came in.
Oh, man, my thigh hurts.
So 5, 10, 15, 20.
All right, let's redraw that.
25.
So right here?
Sorry, John. I'll quit stabbing you with my pencil to make the...
I'm saying the door was right here.
Reenactment more of real life. 5, 10,
15, 20, 25.
See, that's LARPing.
I should have.
Yeah, I'm not... Honestly, I'm just not sure that your role-playing skills are up to snuff, if I'm not helping you.
Okay, thanks.
Wait,
7.
We're role playing right. Snuff?
This guy is really good. He's got his leather buckler going. He's blocked. That's a not second yet. Attempt on his life. It's been blocked. Undetermined. You'll know when you get there. You have 2 foes within the reach of your sword. What will you do?
Can I use that roll that I didn't get to use last time?
No.
No.
Do you have cleave?
Not at this level.
Okay, she does.
I have cleave? What are you talking about?
You have...
Zing! Alright, attacking with longsword.
Longsword of destiny.
Aha! 7.
Which
19.
One are you attacking?
The one that I'd like to kill. Which one is injured the least?
This one has been injured. This one is doing very well blocking with his buckler.
Then that's the one that will die.
Okay.
Eight.
8 damage?
Yes.
You lop off his head.
Sweet!
Blood spurts all over your shield. My lord's
you ever seen a dog in a sprinkler? The image I got in my place. yes, I laugh at the blood that spurts from where his head once was. Turns out I'm pretty dark. Who knew? Who knew?
All right. Oh, Mylor says, that smells horrible.
Okay. You've never known the taste of death.
Mylor says, you are scary. I think I'm going to move down the hall a couple feet. Just to watch our backs.
Anybody care if I shoot him?
You can have cleave it first of all.
You have to get power attack.
And then humans get 2.
That's true.
2 feet. Plus, as a fighter, he gets a 3rd.
Oh, that's true.
That's right. But I did not take it.
Ever useful 3rd foot.
They call me Trek.
Do you rest on that?
Oh, it's your penis you were talking about.
No, that's his hammer.
Oh,
okay, Silver and then a Whisper.
Okay, I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna pick off that guy right in front of Undetermined. Yeah, I think my thigh was hurting.
Yeah.
I was resting until it was my turn. I was just kind of,
You like to lay down a lot, don't you?
Yeah. I'm going to lie down until I can fire the
Before he fires, I say, no, you fool, take out the ones at the back.
She I won't has a lot of work on her back.
An attack of opportunity when I have to move into their range.
Fine, I'll do that. Get the one closest to me.
Okay.
I can't wait that long. They just saw what I did. At some level, they have to be pretty disturbed by that.
5.
All right. He manages to block your crossbow bolt.
Crackling with my sling.
16. The same goblin? This one or this one?
That, the one in front of Pete.
Okay. You roll a what?
16.
Okay, that's a hit.
And come on. 2.
Okay. You're... He falls over in a lump of goblin juice. Right?
What juice?
Goblin juice.
Goblin juice.
Tastes like chicken.
All right.
Your turn.
Nice. All right.
To me, my pretties.
How do bull rushes work? They just, I can't remember now from combat.
Do you have to have that as like a feat though?
Like no, but just a charge.
Is it? I know there's something to you can take like as a fighter. I thought.
Yeah, it just makes it more effective.
Oh, okay.
Attacks of opportunity.
You can make a bull rush as a standard action or as part of a charge. When you make a bull rush, you attempt to push an opponent straight back instead of damaging him.
Oh.
You can only bull rush an opponent who is one size category larger than you are, the same or smaller.
I just wanted to charge, I guess, not a bull rush.
A 4-round action that lets you move up to twice your speed and attack during the action. However, it carries tight restrictions on how you can move. You must move before your attack, not after. You must move at least 10 feet and may move double your speed directly towards the designated opponent. You must have a clear path towards the opponent, and nothing can hinder your movement, such as difficult terrain or obstacles.
Does it still incur an attack of opportunity?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then
you wouldn't be able to charge anyway because you have
dead bodies.
Yeah.
But you can stand on top of allies, right?
You can stand on top of allies, but you can't have any obstruction.
They would obstruct your charge.
He charges. Forward.
That was in air quotes, everybody. Charges. Oh, 7.
You managed to fend off his furious attack.
His furious attack.
That was air quotes as well.
Alright, and the other two continue to hurl javelins uselessly.
How many of those do they have back there? Oh, I guess they come in a
like a six pack
scabbard.
They have like a little cart.
Well,
at the end.
Okay, Minar rushes forward to the attack.
Oh,
but he doesn't actually attack anybody. He just kind of moves into the room.
Moves in other
just
people's way.
Slightly. Okay, Bronwyn, and then Undetermined.
While glaring at him with her bow pointed at him, she steps over here and turns and fires at that one.
Okay.
19.
All right, roll damage. Is that within your crit threat?
No. 5.
All right.
I get a +2 since that's my favorite enemy.
All right, you put an arrow through his eye out the back of his head. He falls over.
Oh, I glare at Mylar and point.
You already used your move action.
I didn't use it all up.
Talking is a free action.
Pointing is a move action.
All right, my turn?
Yes.
I attack the goblin adjacent to my cell.
Okay.
Oh, it was on 19. Ugh, 5.
You should have got rid of your bad rolls before we started.
This is the most tenacious goblin foe you have yet faced. Silver and Whisper.
All right, I'm
gonna kill that one and then go block the doorway.
You might
I'm going to step forward to my left from here. 1. Give a little room for other guy. Okay, and I'm gonna fire at that guy right next to
Undetermined?
Yes.
Okay.
23 normal, 25 if I'm missing against goblins.
Okay.
13.
Alright, 13 is not enough to penetrate his defense.
Keep making me step around, people.
You could always,
you know what,
fire through.
My lure wanted to come join the fray. It's nice. Well, he's stepped right in front of you.
Yeah, it is.
Push him forward.
Whose fault is it? We're not his.
He's just excited about being up there.
10?
Okay. You find that this goblin is a very tough goblin. He's managed to withstand your attack once again. My turn. All right. More furious attacks from your goblin foes, and they have not landed another hit.
Okay. I gotta check something real quick.
Now, AC versus roll, a tie goes to the defender, right? Mm-hmm. 14, 15, 16,
16.
Okay, that is it.
6.
Okay. You also managed to put an arrow through this one's skull.
He put an arrow through his heart.
Good right. thing we brought the ranger.
You hear him shout.
Am I just unable to hear him, or is it because it's in a different language?
It's in Goblin.
I can understand Goblin.
Yeah, I know.
So, and then I also move
nobody
over
look.
Here.
He felt like... Oh, okay. There you
see. Okay.
Actually, instant messaging.
Hmm?
Play D&D.
Are we no longer recording?
20.
We're still recording.
Oh.
That okay. doesn't have to be up.
Right. I moved it right there.
Okay.
I've opened it everyone, so I'll make sure it's still recording.
Great.
It
is undetermined's turn.
All right. 18.
All right. You got a hit.
6.
You managed to shear off his ear, and he begins bleeding down the side of his head.
Wait, isn't this the one? No, he hasn't taken damage, has he?
Silver and Whisper. Alright.
Quick, everybody, we need to stop his bleeding.
16. Okay, that is a hit.
Oh, yeah, take him down, Johnny. Oh, 9.
What?
How do you hit 9 on a D8?
I rolled the wrong one.
Okay.
4. All right.
It's a special D8.
Our goblin friend is wobbling on his feet, but he's still standing.
Freaking wait, he's our friend? And we've been firing on him this entire time?
An old friend of mine.
Buddy! I can't believe this! Right. I'm sorry!
They took a 5-foot step.
Okay.
Switch to my sword.
Okay.
As my move action. And attack him.
Ooh.
18.
Okay.
No, that's not a hit.
3 points.
All right.
And I'm going to declare him my dodge target for the rest of the...
All right. He falls over dead. And my lure kind of pushes you and says, you got in my way. I was going to kill him.
I poke my arrow with my sword. Not hard, but just...
I take a shot that is supposed to miss him.
Okay.
I take
roll.
A step backwards.
I will.
Wait, when that goblin fell over, was Joey able to dodge it as it fell?
It would be a...
Don't fall on me.
21.
Goodness.
Your arrow goes to wherever you intended it to go.
The arrow goes right past his ear.
He looks at you and says, you wanted me to fight? I'm here. I came in here to help fight.
I would draw another arrow.
Ignore him. That's the only way to deal with annoying NPCs. Put them on.
Oh, you're so aren't you supposed to continually, make them the point of everything?
5.
Go. Detect traps for us.
Dwarves are involved.
Okay.
Dwarves?
Yes, the one who screamed as I pierced his eye screamed that this was for their dwarven masters.
Dwarves and goblins? Could be great words.
Living together?
Anarchy.
Mass hysteria.
I attempt to track again.
right.
Oh, it's a 10.
We're
going to
start
good.
Tracking pop 20. Culture references on the board.
I detect pop culture references.
All right. Okay. You...
Yeah, 14 in case you're wondering.
I want to search the bodies.
Way too much stuff that's happened in this room. Good yeah. idea. Search the bodies.
I start searching bodies.
Okay. You find goblin weaponry.
Sorry, her character first.
No. Silver, are you going to allow him to search your person?
Yeah, what have I got to lose?
All right.
just your dignity.
Are you sure you don't want to lay back down since you do most of your work on your back?
She hid in a ditch and pulled other people's bodies on top of her. I think she gave that up a lot. Wow.
All right, goblin weaponry.
All right.
Okay. You find six potions. I guess it's up to you to determine what they are. Potions are.
Not I determine these are healing potions.
Wait, why haven't we been doing that all along?
You can go ahead and take a drink out of one and see what happens.
Okay. Does one smell like singed cat hair? Oh, I gotta love old references.
All right, six potions.
10 gold. And that's it.
Oh, they had javelins, didn't they?
I said we split the
goblin. I said goblin weaponry. What do you, you know, they got morning stars and javelins.
Two gold, 50 silver each.
No, there's five of us in there.
It's five, 10 silver, 2 in gold. So
oh, he's getting no gold.
Oh,
okay. He is getting no gold.
Only people who killed
I said give
somebody.
Him gold.
Did I get anybody?
If it, are you
can
saying
I attach the gold to the
I
end of an arrow?
Are you saying? Are you saying out loud? You're not going to give gold to Mylor?
Did you say it out loud to split the gold?
I said out loud. I think we should split the gold evenly.
I say 2 gold, 50 silver each.
Mylor says, "Well, I think silver should get some gold too. I think that would be 2 gold for each of us."
Well, silver gets gold.
Tell you what, I'll hold it to.
I'll
well,
hold it.
It's okay. It's okay.
I've got
you
the
can
pack.
Have your share too. It'll split evenly into 2 gold apiece.
All right, I'm okay. I'm okay with the meat shield holding it for now.
Agreed.
Okay. Mylor says okay. All right, we can split the loot when we leave.
You bet.
All right. Do you go back or do you continue onward?
It's usually at this point in playing computer games that I actually rest. So that I get my hit points back.
Okay.
So we.
I'm okay with that.
I'm good with that. I'm down to 2.
Well,
I take my bedroll out of my backpack and I lay it on the ground.
Let's seal up the doors and make sure they're, you know, sort of locked.
Here, help me carry the bodies to block this door.
They're just entrances.
They're not doors.
I meant like just.
Okay.
The cavern opened up.
Here, help me move these bodies into this door so at least they have to trip over them.
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, I need a bedroll.
Wow.
Awesome.
He pulls out this 60-foot mat. He's like unrolling it for an hour.
Mylor says, "Do you have a bag of holding?" I didn't think those were real.
Did you guys hear that they nerfed the portable hull in 4th edition?
What?
You can't move a portable hull if it has anything in it.
Oh, that's messed up.
What's the point of it
What
then?
Is the point of a portable hull if you can't move it?
Maybe you want to throw someone in it and keep them there.
Trap somebody. Use it as a trap.
Yeah, it's a portable.
They're only 10 feet deep.
Oh.
You can't move it if there's anything in it.
I don't know. Yeah. But what do you carry a portable hole in?
Your pocket.
Your pocket. It's just a piece
I
of
usually
plant.
Carry
a piece
it.
Of rubber you throw out on the ground.
Actually, I usually carry it inside a bag of holding.
That's what I was.
I mean that's cool, right? Yeah, as long as you keep a dimensional marble inside the portable hole.
A warp marble.
Warp marble. Thanks. That's the term I was looking for.
Who's taking watch?
I don't know.
I'm already asleep.
Okay, you're a half elf. Watch. You can do it. You can only. Yeah, you know.
Half elves need just as much sleep as humans.
Oh, okay.
What good is it being a half elf again?
Extra
I
foot.
I have a lot of hit points left.
Mylar's gonna take watch.
You get
no, you don't actually.
Bonuses like immunity to sleep and low light vision.
So you get immunity to sleep, but you still have to sleep.
Mylar's taking watch.
Immunity to the spell.
Immunity to magical sleep spells, but you still have to sleep.
Yes.
This is good. Okay. Because I just thought it was just connected. I would have thought they were.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay.
Mylar will take watch.
Mylar says, oh, well, I'll take first watch here.
No, oh, that's good. Because I can rest a little bit. Take full watch, Mylar.
If you ask him to, he says he will stay awake as long as he can.
I've got to heal off 5 hit points. I mean, there's...
It's a lot.
Yeah.
5 of your what?
15. Still, I took the most damage of all of you.
You can take the most damage of all of you.
Yeah, that's the point of having you at the front.
It is, as it should be. Not since we've begun this adventure, you haven't.
Yeah.
I've taken 7.
He's taken 10.
When did you take 7 points of damage?
Oh, I took...
Oh, I thought you said you were at
4 from falling into that hole, and I took 3 during the battle.
Oh, you made him take damage from falling in a hole?
Yeah. I didn't write that down. So, how are you alive, exactly?
I have 9 hit points.
Okay. And Whisper's taking 5 points of damage also, right? So,
that's why
I'm sorry, Mr. Meat Shield. You're just not soaking up the damage. Listen.
Stand behind me next time, everybody.
Oh, sweet. I get one of those hit points back for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm going to attempt to sleep the full 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
My alert says, I'm going to try one of those potions, see.
You're carrying all the items, right?
Can you identify this potion?
What do I need to do that?
Identify?
Is that or...
There's a potion skill, potion making skill, right, that you can use to identify potions.
Spellcraft.
Sure, use spellcraft. Real spellcraft. I will grant that on this occasion.
18? Wait. Is that how it works?
What did you roll?
I rolled a 14.
And you have a 4 modifier on spellcraft?
Yeah.
Do you have any training in that?
Yeah, I have
4.
1 rank in it.
That's lucky. That's fortuitous.
Yeah.
You're reasonably certain that they're healing potions, but you couldn't be asked to tell what potency they are.
Hmm. They're healing potions, but they might heal you too much. I think it works like Viagra.
If you experience a healing that lasts for more than 4 hours.
Oh, Brandon. Good one.
Please consult the local physician.
Apothecary, that's what I'm looking for. I could use one.
Yeah, I say we give it to the ranger.
And the rogue.
Silver, Whisper, Bronwyn, and Undetermined all have taken significant amounts of damage for their constitutions. I mean, for their relative constitutions.
I might save mine. I don't know. Because I can, if I give him 1 back, I mean, 5, 6, you know. That's why I've never been pleased with. I wish we could all just sleep it off.
Sleep it off.
Can't we just... I mean, theoretically, can't we just loiter around for... just keep sleeping?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go take another 8 hours of sleep.
I mean, that's how I do it in video games.
I know, that's how I
If you
I
sleep
like
for
it.
24 hours, if you rest bed rest for 24 hours, you get twice your level in hit points back. So we will all get 2 hit points.
That's why 24 hours of game time right now.
I don't know. I don't.
24 hours later...
Are you guys gonna rest for a full day?
Anybody bring
I
a game
to,
or
no.
something or a book or?
Anyone you're taking
talk
the
about
potions,
who
right?
they think I might be.
We decide that they're all healing potions or just one of them.
Isn't that what we decided?
Yeah.
I'll take one of the potions.
I will too.
But we're
now,
still resting for 8 hours, right?
These yeah.
Okay, I'll hold on to mine. These potions were intended for a plague, but...
We don't know that these are them. These are they.
I mean, I can't be sure...
Vis-a-vis?
Bronwyn, if you take a
pretty
potion,
sure they're
healing. Back all seven.
Okay.
What are you doing? I'm trying to get something out of my contact. I was successful.
It was. Was it your eye?
No.
No.
I had a contact.
I took a potion.
Okay. You also get back all of your hit points.
And some leftover go over to Silver.
Here, drink my blood.
I think you found six potions on the goblins, right? Isn't that
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You're now down to four. Because six minus two is four.
My daughter came into me and she said, Dad, do you know what zero is? I said, what? She said, it's when you have something in your hand and you give it all away.
Did you need to leave soon?
Bless her heart.
Do we want
it's
to finish
almost
here?
Almost 9:30. We might want to just wrap it up here.
Yep.
This session.
You going to give out XP?
Yes, I will give XP.
And treasure.
I gave you treasure already.
Oh. We don't get more treasure at the end of the night?
Just for surviving?
Yeah, this is like a, you know, an extra incentive. Come back next week!
Actually, aren't we coming back in 2 weeks?
Oh, all right.
...1,000 points of experience.
I drank the blood of that goblin, so don't I get some of his XP?
No,
the guy absorbed his life
just
force?
Just his life force. It's not actually experience points.
Oh, so was that healing then?
No, no. You can speak certain words of goblin now. And when you see goblin women, you feel a strange attraction.
I'm okay with that, because I kind of already felt that before.
Okay.
So it becomes an unnatural attraction.
Okay. You get...
Veteran ceremonies.
700 XP for the battle. And 300 role-playing XP.
So 1,000.
Yes. As promised, I will be moving quickly through the earlier levels.
Sweet.
But don't get disappointed.
Do I feel more powerful right now?
Experience game slows.
Do we all hear a...
Yes. A golden light and circling.
I now have rapid shot.
Okay.
I think I get an extra feat. I think I'm up to four.
Is that a fighter thing?
Yeah.
It's got a load of fighters.
No, I have evasion. That would have been handy when the portcullis was dropped.
Yes, I choose a combat style of archery, so I now have rapid shot, which means two shots per round.
I'll let you take this back. You can bring on the other one.